I love Christmas, and when I was a young boy, I had an opportunity to take part in the Nativity play, and as we often have here at church, just even a week or so ago. And this particular time when I was to take part in this play, I was ill at the time they were doing all the casting, and I ended up with the part of the angel Gabriel. And so at home, I used to have to go up into the upstairs bathroom and practice my line over and over again until Mum and Dad could hear it downstairs in the kitchen to make sure that I could project my voice properly. Then it came to the evening of the performance, and I was there and I had a bit of stage fright. So for the first time, I was flapping my wings as the angel Gabriel, and I bottled my line. I didn't get it right. But the teacher came alongside me and said, "Come on, Simon, you can do this, you can do this." And I flapped my wings again, and again, I bottled my line again. But finally, I plucked up the courage, reached deep down within, and blurted out my line. "My name is the angel Gabriel, and I'm going to have a baby." It changed the theology of that Christmas a little bit. But I love Christmas. It's wonderful, isn't it? And it's great to celebrate together. I don't know whether you've been watching the latest wildlife series from David Attenborough, the Planet Earth 2 series. I absolutely love these series. And I think just some of the wildlife moments that they capture are amazing. And this time round, just in November, they've been showing it. They found a new species of river dolphin in the Amazon. And this got me thinking as well. It's just amazing what they've captured, isn't it? The wonders of this world. You may remember some of the scenes there. Snow leopard there, so rare up in the Himalayas. Just even filming these things are a huge feat in their own right. Or giraffes kicking lions. You just wouldn't expect to see these things. And I read in The Guardian a couple of weeks ago that they're still discovering new life. That's a Ziggy Stardust snake that's been discovered in Asia. And a Klingon newt that you can see there. Amazing that we are still discovering new life. Don't you think that's incredible? Over thousands of years, as humans have explored the planet, we are still discovering new things. New things about God, new things about His creation that reveals His glory. And what's amazing is that we come to worship Jesus. And as we celebrate at Christmas, born as the baby, that this baby is the origin of life. Jesus was at the very beginning with God. As it says in our reading, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made." Isn't that incredible that the birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago reveals to us that Jesus in God and the Holy Spirit there at the beginning, as we know, the Spirit hovered over the waters at creation in Genesis 1. Jesus, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, dwelling together in perfect unity and love. And love compelled them to create. It says a bit later on, doesn't it, that they were in perfect relationship together. No one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, who is Himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made Him known. This loving relationship between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit compelled to create, to be in relationship with that creation. Their love desired relationship, making themselves known to us, one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, desiring relationship with us. Isn't that amazing that our Creator God wants to have a relationship with us? God wants to have a relationship with you. You are precious to God. Father God created and loves you and desires to be in relationship with you. Wonderful. Wonderful news that we celebrate at Christmas. And we see this abundant life, don't we, all around us in programs like Planet Earth and so on. or even just walking around as we do often on Christmas Day afternoon or Boxing Day walks. We just see the beauty of creation. But we also see life as it wasn't intended. We see pollution, we see disease, we see decay. As a church, we've been looking at eco-church and how we can raise awareness about how we look after the planet. I'm sure many of us have been challenged this year, and we know that eco-politics and so on is a huge, huge issue that the world faces. And we see it around us. We've all experienced what it's like to be sinned against, I'm sure. And in our more honest moments, we know that we too do sin. We see our fallenness in the world. And this is why, again, Christmas is so important when we celebrate that Jesus is not only the origin of life, but he is the saviour of life. See, darkness has entered our world. As we read on a little bit further in Genesis 3, we know that Adam and Eve sinned and darkness entered the world. And darkness would destroy the world were it not for God. But thankfully, as John tells us, the light shines in the darkness. The light of Jesus shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This is why what we call the incarnation, God in Jesus, is so important. Because that same love that was compelled to create the world and have a relationship with the world came to rescue the world from darkness. The famous words, aren't they? 1:14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh, Jesus became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. We are in darkness, and if we could save ourselves, there would be no need for Jesus to come. That's why he came. We're used to living in darkness. It's only the truth of Jesus coming as the light that reveals that we are in need of saving. You see, evil would have us believe in our own abilities to save ourselves or to save the world. Of course, that's a lie. We don't have the ability to do that. It's a famous film, isn't it? I can't remember where it's from, but that said, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was to convince the world that he never existed. We are caught in darkness. And until we see the light of Jesus, we're unaware of the very fact that we need to be saved. But this again is why celebrating Christmas is so amazing. Because God in Jesus came to save us from darkness. The perfect life, sinless, able to make sacrifice for us through his death on the cross. And then bringing hope because he rose again to new life. Jesus rescues us from that darkness through his life, death, and resurrection. And the good news for all of us is that none of us are too far away to receive that rescue. John goes on to say that the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. When Jesus did come into the world, he left us with a choice. We can either recognize his light or we can refuse it. Says, didn't it, that he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Not everyone makes that choice to follow Jesus. And in doing so, they remain in darkness. They remain in need of rescue. But there's a wonderful promise, too, in the next verse, verse 12. Yet to all who receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. That's the promise on offer at Christmas. That when we trust in Jesus, we are saved. We are raised to new life. Let's wonder anew again at what Christmas means. We are rescued from the darkness into his marvelous light. Becoming a child of God means not just our salvation, though, but that we are saved to enjoy life to the full. The author of life, there at the beginning, came to save life and give life to all its fullness. As John would say later on in chapter 10, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. God in Jesus means that we can experience the fullness of life. Psalm 63 puts it this way, your love, that's God's love, is better than life. It is those who have chosen to recognize Jesus. We as children of God can experience God's love, the love of our Heavenly Father. There is no greater joy, no greater experience than knowing our Heavenly Father's love. And that's how we live life to the full, out of that relationship. The love that created us, the love that saved us, this love that we can experience now, here and now, compels us to know God more and to share His love with others. That's the essence of the Christian life, isn't it? Love God, love people. It doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. Love God, love people. And this is the wonder of the Christian story. And centuries of witness tell this story of people loving God and loving people. Hospitals, schools, medicine, science, literature, art, music, media, commerce have all been inspired by the light, love, and life of this wonderful Christian message that God loves you and calls us to experience that love so that we can share that love with others. So this Christmas, just as we keep on discovering new species like the Ziggy Stardust snake and the Klingon newt, I would encourage us to keep on discovering new wonders afresh of God's infinite love, His infinite light, His infinite life, that we too may live life to the full and encourage others to live life to the full, to love God and to love people. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your love that created this world, which we enjoy and admire, that reflects your glory. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you, out of love, came to rescue us from darkness. May each one of us here turn away from that darkness and into your marvelous light. We thank you that you did not abandon us, but came to show us the way back to our Heavenly Father. Would you help us this Christmas to experience your love, either for the first time or afresh? And out of that sense of your love, that overwhelming love, would you encourage us to go out and share your love with others, others that are perhaps still in darkness and need to see your light. So this Christmas, would your light shine ever brighter in us? Would your love conquer all darkness? And would you lead many home, back to our Creator, to our Father, to the author of our lives, to the author of all life? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.